Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Burt Show.
The stakes are very high, and Mo is weighing out the risk versus reward over one joke.
One joke has me at a complete crossroads again as far as one of my comedy shows coming up. So I have a comedy show on the 25th at City Winery, and I do these shows with a good friend of mine who is my DJ. He was on my podcast with me and now has become kind of a part of my show, in and out of the show. And we were having a conversation the other day, and that's kind of when I got this idea. And it was interesting to me because he's right in that he was just telling me it must be tough for a comedian today, like to really kind of go through your jokes before the show and kind of cipher through what you think will be worth telling. Because some jokes, it's tough because it's like, damn, this is a really good joke, but I don't know if whatever happens to the relationship that I have with this person after telling the joke is actually worth it. So you gotta somewhat try to find a balance of when it's worth it to use somebody as the butt of a joke.
It's the whole risk versus reward aspect.
Exactly that. And it gets harder and harder with times changing just because people are more woke. There's cancel culture. You got to be careful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like there was a time when you could get on a stage and if you told a joke about somebody, a friend, a family member, whomever it was, they took it as just that. And it didn't leave the stage. Once you got off the stage, it was what it was and it's over. I have learned in recent times that's not always the mm-hmm. case.
But as a comedian, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Isn't there, how many ounces of truth are there in a joke?
A lot.
Okay.
People like to say that there's not.
Yeah, of course.
But especially the good ones, right? The really good jokes. There's a little bit of truth in there for sure.
And I think probably that's why sometimes they hit hard for some people because of the truth that's in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the more upset or mad you are about a joke means that it's hitting closer to home than the others.
1,000%. You know? And when it comes to like friends and family, I lean more towards tell the joke. Like they know I love them. They know it's coming from a good place. They'll get over it, right? You tell the joke and you deal with it. But in this case, it's a little tricky because so my dude that I do the show with, we're rebranding the podcast. We're rebranding everything. And he said to me, he was like, I think you should kind of go back to the comedian I knew you to be 10 years ago. And I asked him what he meant by that. And he said, I just feel like your comedy today is really good. It's polished. You've evolved. But there was just a little edge that you had before now where when you got up there, you could tell you wasn't hesitating. You was just saying what you felt. You was saying what you saw. You didn't care. And that Mo, I think should come back. Like, I think it's time to bring that Mo back.
But do you think now that you have not evolved necessarily, but you when you start getting more and more successful and you start attaining more and more, there's more to lose.
Exactly.
And when you have more on the line to lose, you're a little more cautious with what you say, because back in the day, there was nothing to lose.
It's such a double-edged sword, though, because what got you there is what you were in the beginning. And now if you're changing your act, you're not that guy anymore.
So that's the delicate balance that I'm trying to figure out, like the authenticity part of it, but the things that you can lose by offending. So it's a balance, and I'm trying to find it.
Is there a comedian that you look up to that you saw do a really edgy joke and that, like, took their career in a completely worse path? Like, do you have something in the back of your mind that you're like, I don't want that to happen to me?
No, I think typically comedians, like the ones that tell the jokes that could derail their career is usually already solidified in the sense that you can't do anything with them. That's why they get away with it. So before you get to that point, I think you're a little bit more cautious about how far you're willing to go. Now, this particular joke, it's not a joke that would get me canceled or anything like that. It's not even close to that. But my dude put together a VIP, a list of VIPs, because he's pretty well connected. He knows some heavy hitters. On this list, there's a couple names, a couple big names that people would know that are supposed to come to the show. Now, of these big names, there's one guy that's in this group that the last time I had a show, he came. He came with a couple of people, and we all went out after the show. There's something that this guy did with a friend of mine, and it's not sexual, and it's not anything that would cause either one of them to lose their job.
It's not inappropriate.
It's not inappropriate. It's just hilarious. And if I tell it, I do think people are going to look at this guy a little differently. Like, there's no way that I can tell this joke to where he might have friends, family, and colleagues in there that go, damn, really? You did that? But it's so funny. It's like one of those jokes that just falls on your lap. I don't have to embellish it. I don't have to exaggerate it. And he does not know that I know this information. My friend does not know that I know this information. But I know it. And it's very juicy. And I don't want to offend. Like, if these people are going out of their way to come to my show and there's some heavy hitting people and they're taking their time to sit at a table in the front, spotlight on them, I don't necessarily want to offend them out the room. But at the same time, like my dude said, this is comedy. This is who I am. If it happened, should I tell it?
How powerful is the dude that you're going to be telling the joke about?
So the thing is, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, he's about a 7. But the person he works for is a 10.
I'd stay away from him.
I would stay away from it, too. And also, this is a guest of your show, and it's like slapping your guest in the face. Like, you're bringing him in to, like, tear him down. It would be like if we had a celebrity in here, and we know they're, like, they're coming in, and we're going to interview him, but then we do something to humiliate them in front of them. That just doesn't sit right.
Okay.
If it was just a funny joke, I would say go for it. But because it has to do with information that's not public, that people don't know that you know, I feel like you could really be shooting yourself in the foot with this one.
Okay. All right.
So now it's going to drive you crazy.
Now
you're
going to want
to do it even more.
I'm like, should I close the show with it? Just run off the stage? I don't know. I got some thinking to do.
Why don't you run it by him?
That kind of takes away from the luster of it, though. Like the
nobody else knows.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea. Nobody else knows.
Because he might say no.
That's the case. I'm really going to want to tell it.
The Burt Show. Moro Casino. America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.